Hi to you, new episode. This episode is called Life is Filled with Pain, a letter on thoughtcatalog.com. So I hope you like it. I know, what is it like to feel like suicide is the only option? Life is filled with pain. I was abused growing up. I was made to feel worthless by one of my parents. Someone who's supposed to guide you and loves you. It still affects me this day. I really believe that if your childhood was bad, it is very hard to ever be happy. Go to rehab or jail or mental hospital or any place with broken people and ask them how it is was growing up for them. But let's say someone who is a suicidal actually had a great childhood. They weren't common threads they have internal pain. It is not pain you can understand unless you experience it. Depression, the best way I can describe is as a mixture of extremely apathy, malaise and sadness. Life feels muted. When you're depressed, colors are not as vivid, food doesn't taste as good, music doesn't sound as good, nothing feels like an upliftment anymore. You feel trapped everywhere because it all feels so pointless. Getting out of bed feels stupid, and then going to work, going to classes, doing anything you're supposed to do feels like it takes every fiber of you being to do. And then when you finish, you feel like it was pointless. No, this is all a relatively good day factor in the many scenarios life can throw at you. Getting cheated on by someone who claimed to love you. Missing out at school, at work, bills, not getting to follow your passion because you have to make money. Feeling alone, getting rejected, feeling pathetic, and it just get worse and worse. It is this madness that drives people to suicide. Of course, I'm basing this mainly from my experience, but also of the I've met who are depressed. So I hope you enjoyed.